Become the next millionaire with the Missouri Lottery's Mega Millions. Friday's Mega Millions jackpot is an estimated $267 million. Make sure to visit your favorite lottery retailer and play today. And please play responsibly.
I'm Alisa Nelson. One lane of westbound I-44 in southern Missouri's Pulaski County remains closed this evening after a tractor-trailer carrying hazardous materials overturned near mile marker 149. Missouri State Highway Patrol Sergeant Mike Mitchell says both westbound I-44 lanes were closed there for several hours today before one lane reopened.
There was four barrels, and they were concerned that one barrel had been breached. So the fire department requested that we shut down the interstate so that the Fort Wood hazmat team could come and investigate it.
The barrel contained sodium hydrosulfide, which is considered a corrosive poison. Traffic is heavy in that area as St. Louis area anglers head to southern Missouri trout parks for tomorrow's opening day. Missouri's Secretary of State has cleared former Attorney General Josh Hawley of allegations that Hawley used public funds to support his candidacy for the U.S. Senate. GOP Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft tells Missouri Net he has not found probable cause to believe Hawley violated state law.
But looking at that from a comprehensive standpoint, we did not see any evidence that any funds, public funds, were used for campaign purposes.
A group called the American Democracy Legal Fund filed the November complaint alleging that Hawley used outside political consultants to direct employees in the Attorney General's office to do tasks that would raise Hawley's image. A woman from Southwest Missouri's Lake Ozark has been arrested in connection with her six-month-old daughter getting severely burned in a hot bath. The baby is on a ventilator with burns from her head to waist. Accumulating snow is expected in southern Missouri Saturday night into Sunday. Snow levels are unknown at this time. The Missouri House has voted to give final approval to anti-abortion legislation that supporters call the strongest pro-life bill in the nation. House Speaker Elijah Haar says the primary goal is to protect unborn children.
We've given what we believe to be the strongest legal argument if it goes to the courts, but also the strongest protections if it stays in the law.
The bill prohibits selective abortions due to sex, race, or a diagnosis of Down syndrome. Democratic State Senator Jamila Nasheed is pledging to filibuster the bill. Governor Parson and Director of Agriculture Chris Chin are urging Congress to sign the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. They say the agreement will maintain zero tariffs on agriculture goods between the U.S. and Mexico. A Southwest Missouri Boy Scout leader is accused of repeatedly sexually abusing a teenage boy since 2012. The Springfield News Leader reports the Nixa man has denied having sexual contact with the boy. This is Missouri Net.